Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 47, Friends and Social Media. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to us by William Krause III's Day Laborer Services. Do you have a hard time finding quality day laborers? Do you feel like your $2.25 an hour just don't go as far as they used to? Are you tired of your day laborers without a firm command of the Queen's English? Well, look no further. Back in the early 1990s, Billy Krause was the president, CEO, and chief laborer of Route 66 Lawn Care. And now, after nearly 30 years and several what some might call character-building employment experiences later, he's back and ready to sweat for you. Do you need help with weed whacking, corporate IT systems oversight, lawn mowing, data center security protocols, yard raking, mortuary services, or leaf blowing? Well, look no further than Billy Krause. You can be assured he'll give you an honest day's work for about 18 bucks. So whether your data center just got hacked by the Chinese Communist Party, your retaining wall looks to be a bit saggy in the middle, or dear old Aunt Betty has finally moved on from this world, Billy's got a can-do attitude and a price point that raises absolutely no further questions. Call Billy. Ask him what $18 a day can get you. This is a satirical ad, at least an attempt at one. No one is paying me anything for this. Although, for 18 bucks, you could get a day's worth of Billy. This episode opens with a modern contrast. The narrator of this 2015 audiobook references social media usage using 2015 era Facebook statistics to highlight just how deeply connected and yet distracted we've become. That leads into Earl into a concern that feels more relevant today: the slow disappearance of families and friends sitting down together to actually talk. He reflects on a time when a shared meal were spaces for discussing things like truth, justice, ethics, and even the events of the day. Now, the interruption often fits neatly into our pocket. The question Earl leaves hanging isn't about technology itself, it's about attention. Where is it aimed when we're with the people who matter most? From there, Earl draws on an essay by Thomas Huxley, who compared life to a game of chess. In Huxley's metaphor, life itself is the opponent. The board is the world, and the pieces represent the infinite possibilities of the universe. The message is simple and sobering. If you want any chance of playing well, you have to learn the rules. Life, Huxley says, is fair, patient, and consistent, but it isn't sentimental. Doesn't bend the rules. It doesn't feel sorry for bad moves. It simply responds. The responsibility, then, falls on us to understand how the game works and to play with intention rather than drift. Earl next turns to an essay by Bruce Barton called They Say. This essay explores the quiet power of public opinion, the invisible they that often shapes how we think, speak, and act. Earl challenges this is with a simple question. Who exactly is they? When you look closely, he suggests they is just us, a collection of individuals, each with a voice, each with the ability to speak honestly and act with courage. Rather than shrinking under the weight of imagined judgment, Earl encourages us to remember that we carry our own authority, rooted in character, not consensus. Earl then shifts into something very practical, the craft of being socially effective. He offers a long list of self-check questions, not to judge, but to refine. A few of the ones that really stood out to me were, do you make friends easy? Do you show genuine interest in others? Do you avoid excessive sarcasm in conversation? Do you reach out to renew old friendships? Do you follow through on what you promise? The point isn't perfection, it's awareness. Social connection, like any other skill, can be practiced. Earl closes this episode with a story that feels almost like a fable. A Wisconsin farmer, and he did say a Wisconsin farmer, notices a small pumpkin growing in early season. He gently slides it into a glass jug and leaves it there as it grows. By harvest time, the pumpkin has completely taken the shape of the container. It's smaller than the others, misshapen, limited by the boundaries it grew inside. Earl uses this as a metaphor for self-image. We often grow into the shape of what we believe we are. If we see ourselves as small, limited, or incapable, our lives quietly conform to that image. So he offers a simple challenge. For 3 weeks, he says, remind yourself every day that you are more than you believe you are. Not in a vague or boastful way, but in a deliberate, steady refusal to live inside a container that's too small for who you could become. What this episode leaves me with is the idea that connection and identity are both choices we rehearse daily. Where we place our attention shapes our relationships, and how we see ourselves shapes the size of the life we grow into. Maybe friendship, confidence, and even purpose aren't found by scrolling or comparing. Maybe they're built one conversation, one promise kept, and one expanded self-image at a time. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.